Traffic is back to normal on Highway 36 this morning after a multi-vehicle accident brought the eastbound lanes to a standstill yesterday afternoon. The crash involved an RTD bus and three cars and happened at 36 and the McCaslin Boulevard overpass in Superior. Mountain View Fire Rescue described it as a major crash. However, no one on the bus was hurt. There have been no reports at this time of injuries to people in the cars. As the closing date for a one-of-a-kind shelter for unhoused people in Denver draws near, its residents are petitioning the city to give them a hand until they can find permanent housing. KGNU's Poor Zhejiangkit has more.
The Denver Housing Authority bought the former Roadway Inn for $11.1 million 3 years ago and has been leasing to the city for $10 a year. But now, the Housing Authority plans to sell it and close it on August 23rd. They've reportedly provided housing vouchers to fewer than a quarter of the residents. The former hotel houses more than 70 women, transgender, and non-binary people. It's the only shelter of its kind in Denver. Residents are able to have rooms to themselves, and most say that's one of the things that makes them feel so safe. The Gathering Place, a nonprofit that runs the shelter, and the Reciprocity Collective, which is working to navigate housing for the residents, also signed the petition delivered this week to the Office of Housing Stability. Residents say they've repeatedly reached out to the Office of Housing Stability, but have been told, quote, to engage with their case managers. For KGNU, I'm Poor Zhejiangkit.
A Boulder woman is suing the city of Boulder, claiming a violation of her rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act. KGNU's Jacob Agatston has more.
Boulder resident Jocelyn Montoya, who is deaf, says her two children were taken from her custody despite the absence of a sign language interpreter during proceedings. The lawsuit claims Montoya requested an interpreter multiple times and that if one had been provided, the situation would have never happened. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires that additional services and aids are offered so that people with disabilities have an equal opportunity to participate in public services. The Daily Camera reports Montoya and her children had been staying at a domestic violence shelter when, for undisclosed reasons, shelter staff called the police. The police knew beforehand that Montoya was deaf, but according to the lawsuit, none of them attempted to communicate with Montoya using ASL. The lawsuit alleges that Montoya and her children suffered emotional and psychological damages during their separation. The lawsuit also claims that the BPD does not have adequate policies in place when it comes to communicating with citizens with disabilities. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
The Denver branch of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, is set to welcome 34 new U.S. citizens as part of an Independence Day-themed ceremony. The 34 soon-to-be citizens hail from countries spanning the world, including Bangladesh, Colombia, Ireland, and Ukraine. USCIS will be naturalizing multiple new citizens in other cities across the country on Independence Day to celebrate the birthday of America. Here's an advanced look at closings you can expect on the July 4th holiday. All City of Boulder administrative facilities, public libraries, and AgeWell centers are closing in observations of Independence Day. The North and South Boulder Recreation Centers will also be closed, with the East Recreation Center closing at 1:30 p.m. The Boulder Reservoir will be open till 5 p.m., however, there will be no alcohol allowed. Boulder open space trails and recreation areas will remain open all day, and city streets will offer free parking. The Spruce and Scott Carpenter pools will operate from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. While city libraries will be closed on the 4th, they will hold several activities this weekend, including a hip-hop beats event at Holiday Park near the North Boulder Library, featuring artists from the Me Chantley Dance Studio. The City of Boulder is trying something new this year at its 4th of July celebration in Folsom Field. For the first time, drones will fly over Folsom to light up the nighttime sky. The drones are replacing traditional fireworks, which have been an Independence Day staple at Folsom since 1941. Organizers say the change was not an easy decision. One important factor they cited was the increased risk of fire. The drone light show begins once it is dark. Today we're looking at a high of 76 here in Boulder with a low of 53 overnight and a 50% chance of potentially severe thunderstorms coming this afternoon. In Denver, a high of 78 and low of 56 with a similar severe weather chance. And lastly, in Fort Collins, we'll see a high of 75 and a low of 54, also with the chance of severe thunderstorms. For KGNU, I'm Ryan Bigham.